Yep.
You be on.
Yep. Hey. I feel like I'm all off on my weeks, my days, and we had a double up and a break and all the things. So, welcome back.
But you're in a new house.
Yay. I'm in a new house. It's nothing more disheveling than moving. So,
that's a word I haven't heard in a while.
Disheveling. Yeah. You never know, you know, like when you're looking for your keys and you're looking for everything. Mm-hmm. So it's
all disheveled.
All disheveled.
Yeah.
So here we are. I also have new Invisalign. So if you hear a slight lisp, that's for.
Okay.
For that. So,
okay.
Yeah. So welcome to my new accent, if you will.
Okay.
So good morning. We are on the second day of April. Holy cow, what a beautiful Easter weekend.
Yeah. How'd your Easter go?
It was good. It was good. We had some, you know, Easter egg hunts and good times.
Do you have like a traditional meal or anything?
We do the spiral ham with the glaze. The Midwest cheesy potatoes.
Oh, gotta have the cheesy potatoes.
Yeah. How about you?
We kind of aren't, we don't do traditional. We started messing around with our holidays. We actually did fajitas, and we had like a Mexican food theme. It was pretty good.
He has risen, and the fajitas are here.
There you go. Yep.
Okay, that's
and margaritas. Fun. Oh. We actually had a bunch of margs.
Okay.
And yeah, it was a good time.
We did that the night before. So
perfect.
I feel you there. You cannot go wrong with that.
No.
Yeah. We kind of started doing that around Christmas as well, like kind of playing around appetizer and stuff. But yeah, there's just something about that Easter ham and the
I know.
So yeah. And it's easy. So we moved.
Yep.
You can't screw ham up and the cheesy potatoes. So
good stuff.
It was easy. Yeah. Also loved, I had the Cheer Tech folks, the gals come over and they egged my yard, which was so great. Awesome fundraiser that they had for an event that they're attending. So it was like, they came and they hid 50 eggs and it was great to not have to worry about the snow. So
yeah,
that was
nice.
Really fun.
Nice.
Yep. So awesome fundraiser for them. I hope they do that again next year because it just was easy for sheezy. So very, very cool. So, well, this is Put a Fork in It. Grand Forks is most laughed at. And enjoyed. Hopefully we give some people some giggles. Show. My name is Courtney Barstead Logan. Oh, wow.
That's like
the Seinfeld laugh.
Yeah, laugh track.
Oh my gosh. Are you noticing that more shows on TV don't have the laugh track anymore?
Yeah, you know, one that got me was, have you seen the new Night Court?
Yes.
It's god-awful.
Yes.
It's horrible.
It is.
And the laugh tracks make it worse.
Yeah.
Dan Fielding's the best guy in the show, or John Larroquette.
John Larroquette.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, boy.
If you watch the old Home Improvement show, I always thought it was really, really live, but then the laugh track, you always have a guy who's always, ha!
Yeah. That
so,
one guy.
Yes. So, yeah, the laugh tracks are good. But let's do all the intro stuff that I have to do for funsies. So you can find me on social media at Grand Cities Living. You can find the show if you want to revisit it on YouTube at Put a Fork in It. You can find Put a Fork in It on your favorite podcast station. And if you want to reach out to my broker for any reason, you can email her at nd.broker@exprealty.net. So there you go. It is almost summer. And it's feeling like almost summer.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are responsible for kiddos at home, I know if you're like me, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm behind on registration and anything like that. And I've seen a lot in the moms groups of, what are y'all doing with your kids this summer? And a lot of people are hiring nannies and different things. Mm-hmm. But so what I kind of did is in my 11 o'clock hour one night, I kind of pulled together just some different things happening in the community. And I just want to say, this is like not everything out there. So this is probably just touching on the very surface of it, but just some things that you can register your kiddos for, and maybe it's your grandkids if you're watching them, or just even taking them if you have childcare or nanny, or if you're at home with the kids, taking them to some of these things. So what I want is, if anybody has other things, please comment below, because I'd love to add this to the list, and I'll try to make it a little bit more formal. I can send that out. Some of these things started registering yesterday, so I do apologize if they're full. I know some of them are really, really popular. So in no particular order, I'm just going to kind of go through. I'm not the expert on these, so my son has not been in a majority of these. But Just for Fun is probably one of the more known about, talked about programs here, put on by the Park District. It's for ages 6 to 10. Registration opened yesterday. So I would go on there. And then they've got the times listed, all the information on there, and then they've got all the different areas. So you would go in your school district, it looks like, of where you would drop off. So Just for Fun, ages 6 to 10. The North Dakota Museum of Art has their summer art camp, and that ages from 5 to 13, and it's got a bunch of different sessions. So people often tell me, like, oh, I forget about the Museum of Art. Go check them out. It does say registration starts April 18th. Please don't quote me on that. So please call them, because I did see some 2023 information. So making sure that I had that okay. Life's on Music Studio. Love them. They are here in the Grand Cities Mall. She has all kinds of classes available. You can do, you can bring your kids in. If you own or operate a daycare, she does come and set up at those. I know my son's at Hopeful Beginnings. They do classes with her. And if you go on there, there's also links for different music, for lack of a better term, tutoring. So if you have specific guitar skills, different things like that, you can also be branched out. So you can sign the kiddos up for that. Grand Forks Park District has their t-ball, baseball, softball stuff set up. You can look at the information online. I did not see that you could register for like the golf programs and things like that. There are various ones out there. I know the country club has their own golf programs and whatnot. So make sure that you kind of peel back the layers of the onion there if you're looking for something like that.
Park Board Baseball was our babysitter for a long time.
Yeah.
My kid would go to his practice, and then his coaches would coach other kids, and then my kid would help, and next thing you know, he's there all day long.
Running
and the coaches were great. Well, no, he was out there on the field with them, helping. Yeah. And he loved it, and I knew the coaches, and they were all great kids. Yeah.
And you can start with T-ball, different times, all kinds of stuff. So make sure to check that out. Swim lessons, so you can do the outdoor lessons, which are at the outdoor pools through the park district. You can do indoor lessons through the YMCA. We're big YMCA swim lesson people. They do an amazing job over there. And then I know Choice Health and Fitness has them as well.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out. I think every kid needs to learn how to swim. And so that's probably my biggest push is we have so many lakes and rivers and pools and things like that around. So get your kiddo in just to experience that if you can.
And, you know, like back in the old days, I hear this all the time, people used to take their fishing rods, go find a little nice little calm spot on the bank of the Red and go fishing. And kids, once you learn how to swim, it's a great way to spend some time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes. No, I think it's just to be able to experience that. And it's great. They do. I can only speak for the YMCA, but they just do such a wonderful job. We've been going there since my son was 3. We did the Mommy and Me when he was little, and then the pandemic hit us. But they do a great job. The coaches take them out, even though I call them the clingers to the parents. They do a really good job of easing them in and doing a wonderful job. My son is going to be 5, and he was swimming in the 5-foot pool when we were in Florida without a life jacket or anything on.
Nice.
Yeah, just that confidence they give them. This is something that I really love, and I can't wait to take in this year. So Monday evening track meets at Cushman Field. Super cool. So they do ages 4 to 14, and it's Monday evenings at 6 p.m. So you can grab dinner and go out there. And they do all kinds of track meet events for kids. So 4 to 14, yep. So you can they'll break them up, and you look online. You can see the different events that the kids can do. So it just gives them something to do, especially if they've kind of been like – in all day, maybe, you know, hanging out at home or doing whatnot. It's just like a good time to get out, get some steam out of them before getting them to bed.
Yeah.
So this, I think, is a new one this year. And honestly, I wish I could sign up for it. So Play It Fit and Fun Camp. They have different sections at Play It for kids 6 to 9 and 10 to 12. It is all summer long, and they've got all kinds of stuff going on over there, from the batting cages to the pickleball, all kinds of stuff. And if you look on the Play It website, it's Play It in Grand Forks, so I don't have that listed here, but hit them up. You can do lunch options, it looks like, but pretty cool for those that are a little bit older, because I believe that the Park District one ends at 10. this one goes from 10 to 12 for the little or older kids. So another one of mine favorites is the Little Red Reading Bus. So they will post their schedule and sites for the summer for kids to access books. And that's typically going to be at parks and different events. So their goal is obviously to get books in the hands of kids over the summer. So you'll see the Little Red Reading Bus around town and you can go hit it up. I've seen them at lunches at parks. So you could like do a picnic lunch or if you have childcare, have the nanny grab some picnic lunch, go over there, grab a book. Super fun and easy to do. The Grand Forks Public Library has weekly story time, and then they'll have their summer reading program. And I was a summer reading program junkie back in the day. I always wanted to like win the prizes and do the thing. So this one tickled my fancy a little bit. But go hit them up when that comes out. If you've got some little readers or if it's something that you're like, we need to keep on our kids for the summer.
Yeah.
Get them over there. Grand Forks Public Library has so much stuff going on over there. Today, spa, and I think this books up pretty quickly. So the Summer Performing Arts Company spa registration opens today. That is for K through 11, and all program dates vary by age. So you can go in and do that. If you have someone just entering kindergarten, it looks like there's an option to add them in if you're not in the public school system yet. And so make sure that you hit that up. If you don't have a kiddo that wants to participate, I really, really, really encourage you to hit up a spa performance. They are so good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Last year was The Little Mermaid. We've seen Footloose. I mean, just they do such a great job. So biggest thing, too, if you've got kids that just aren't quite sure if they're sporty or what, you know, what they, mm-hmm. what they want to do. Even if they are into sports,
they want to do both.
Yep. Confidence builder yep, for yep. them. So it's just, it's such a fun, fun thing for them. The North Dakota Ballet summer camps, those are in June and July. So they have those posted. You can sign up, kiddos, and that is also various ages and genders as well. So all the kids and all the ages. UND sports camps. So soccer has two youth camps, and those start at age 4. I'm not sure how up that goes.
Mm-hmm.
That should be listed soon. Football has theirs open, so you can see that. They have like 5 million camps, so you'll probably want to look and see specific, like linebacker camp. And I don't know, I was going to have my almost 5-year-old just sign up and have Coach Bubba take him for a week. So,
there you,
you know, could just kind of see what happens.
Right.
Yeah. So volleyball has a bunch of camps. So check that out if you've got somebody even just interested in volleyball and learning about it. I saw the women's basketball camps were posted last week. So make sure you check those out. And I think the men's will be shortly following that. That's, again, for little kids all the way up. And then track has a camp. So you can check those out. The UND camps are really cost effective, I guess.
Yeah, they're not bad at all.
No, not at all. So, and a lot of them are just a half day. So you can, you know, do the morning and then, you know, have other stuff in the afternoon.
And a lot of these camps are ex-athletes and things like that that come and help out. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and this, the student-athletes love
They
love doing it.
Well, they remember what it was like when they were that age, too.
Yep.
And what you'd see, you know, just, oh, my gosh, look who's there.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That's cool.
You know, I know for the soccer one, my little guy was, you know, in it last year at 4, and people are like, I'm not sure what mine. And I said that he just wants to play, you know, duck, duck, goose. Sorry, Minnesota people. It is duck, duck, goose. and eat the snacks. And if that's what he wants to do, the coaches that are there, they're there for all of that. So make sure that regardless, you sign them up and so they can check that out. I found this one, the North Dakota Shakespearean Festival Kids
Camp. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Kind of cool. There so, we go. Yeah, 8 to 19. And then they put on a performance. So you can go check them out. Again, that's the North Dakota Shakespearean Festival Kids Camp. And that might be something, again, I've heard that spa fills up really fast. And so this might be something, you know, to check out too, in addition to spa, or if you want to try something different. But 8 to 19. If you haven't checked out this Shoot 360 basketball training, that big building, it's down South Washington. Super cool. I was like, kind of zoned in on their stuff. So have you driven by that?
Yeah.
It's a big building. Yeah, really cool. Yeah. So they have different basketball training sessions, coaching, all kinds of stuff like that. So if you've got a little baller, make sure to check that out. I'm a big fan of the Campbell Library in East Grand Forks because I love seeing all of their events.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
They do, right? I mean, there's constantly something over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for all ages, even the adult ones. I'm like, dang, I want to go over there and take some of these classes and whatnot. So they have over there, they have these story time kits that you can take out, and they include two books, two crafts, and an activity. So you could go over there, take those out, and if it's something you want to do at home. So I always think of like, oh my gosh, what an amazing event for a rainy day.
Yeah.
You know, something to do at home. They have art labs. They have Tinkertown for K through 5. They have anime club, Lego club. They have sensory events for the kiddos. And also for our Grand Forks folks, you can be a member of the East Grand Forks Library for $20 a year. So if you are an East Grand Forks resident, obviously that is a free membership for you. But if you are not, it's $20 a year. And I really encourage you to check out both of our libraries because there's always something you can take out stuff. I mean, you can take out equipment, mm-hmm. Do fun stuff with the kids, record videos, and all kinds of stuff. So besides that, I really encourage people to check out our parks in the Grand Cities. There's always something fun. I always tell people when they move here, I feel like every neighborhood has their own cool park to hit up. And so those are fun and easy free activities to do. The pools are amazing. We have some splash pads. My favorite is the University Park splash pad. And then down by Choice, they have one as well. But tons and tons of things I see people saying, like, I don't know what to, you know, to do to keep my kid entertained this summer. And so hopefully some of these are of interest to you. And then, like I said, please drop a note. If you know of something that I missed, I'd love to highlight that as well, because I know myself, my clients, and people that are looking just to make sure that the kids are entertained and hopefully educated a little bit as well this summer. So,
and you know, there's things like a little bit different, but BMX racing.
Got
an incredible BMX track.
Yeah.
Great organization. Yep. Forks Karting Association is another one. If your kids want to get into racing, racing go-karts, great facilities. Some of the best in the country. Yep.
Out at the Speedway.
Yep. Okay. They've got their own track there. And from what I've heard from some of the experts on this thing in the world, they claim Grand Forks is one of the very best. Cool. So, yeah, there's a lot of things out there.
Yeah. And the BMX biking is out by the Alaris.
Right by the Alaris. Yep. Just to the south of the Alaris. Beautiful new facility. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I've seen that for all ages. So you can get those littles out there on their little, whatever they're called.
They got the striders or whatever they are. Yeah.
Yeah. They're so cute. So, yes, please go check out all this stuff. And anything else that I'm missing, drop it in. Would love to get people more engaged in what's happening. And the more, the merrier. It helps to support the different things happening. So
heck yeah.
Yes.
So, there's the people that say there's nothing to do in Grand Forks. There is.
There is.
Grow up in a town like Thief River Falls. There's nothing to do there. Well, it's a little different.
I bet we could find something.
We could. We could. If you just get away from your TV and your phone.
Yes. Drop your phone. Mm-hmm. Have some fun. So, holler at us. But hopefully some of this is helpful. I know sometimes we wait until summer. So hopefully you can get in, get registered for some of these things. And hopefully this was helpful. So make sure that with everything you do today, you put a fork in it. And we'll see you later.